Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai says there is no need for a presidential runoff because he has won the presidential vote. He also accused President Robert Mugabe of deploying war veterans and pro-government militia ahead of a presidential runoff vote. Meanwhile, armed police today prevented Zimbabwe opposition lawyers from entering the high court to apply for an order forcing the release of presidential election results. A long delay in releasing results has roused opposition suspicions that President Robert Mugabe is buying time to organize a fight back. Dennis Benton of the UK's Zimbabwe Vigil says the situation in Zimbabwe may soon get much worse.
What is clear is that the government is going to resort to the tactics of intimidation and violence in an effort to secure a victory in the runoff presidential election. They'll go back to the old tactics that they've employed in previous elections. There might well be, this time, a much tougher reaction from the MDC. What is more serious, apart from the MDC challenge to the courts, is the government's challenge to the courts. The government is now revisiting the parliamentary elections and challenging the outcome in 16 constituencies. And we have very little confidence in the Zimbabwean judicial system, and it might well prove the case that ZANU-PF are able to claw back some constituencies and regain a majority in the lower house of parliament. There's a lot of suspicion, growing alarm, that the situation might get much worse.